Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. The Bare Minimum Podcast, episode 14. Today is Sunday, December 12th. We are about 2 hours away, just under 2 hours from Bears-Packers.
Packer week.
Joined three-fourths of the boys. I am Marcos. Sam is here.
What's up, guys?
And producer Jake is here, too.
Howdy.
Daladeo could not be with us this week.
Rest in peace.
But your boy will be back next week, better than ever. So, get back to
him. Yeah, why couldn't he make it again?
I don't know. I think he's, like, he's on his, like, annual fishing trip. They're up in, like, I think he's behind enemy lines.
Is he killing a cheesehead?
They went to Wisconsin. He's hunting cheese curds.
Hunting cheese curds.
Yes, now I remember correctly.
He's catching salmon in a river.
Barehanded.
He's getting in touch with his inner bear.
Is he shirtless during all this?
Absolutely.
No, okay.
No. Dale's not a shirt. Dale's, not, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I love Dale's shirt.
Coveralls, though. Shirtless with coveralls.
That's too deep. He's too deep.
He's too immersed.
All right, well, he's not too immersed. He's not here.
Guys, so here we are. Another week. We made it.
Another week.
My boys, how the hell are we doing?
It's a struggle.
Yeah?
It's a struggle being a Bears fan.
We knew this, though. Like, we knew. We'll get into the game, guys. But, like, we knew weeks like this, stretches like this were going to happen.
It was just the worst case scenario. I mean, we said it last week. There was nothing to look forward to. You didn't have Justin, you know, trying to improve. It was win or bust, and boy, was it a bust.
You know how we said, like, this was going to be the iteration of Matt Nagy's team that we would have seen?
Yep.
If Justin Fields, man.
Woof.
That would have been bad, guys.
Would have been bad.
Woo.
Realistically, all right, Andy Dalton interceptions on the season, I'll put it at, like, 31 and a half. If Andy was the guy.
Can you imagine?
I got a bet.
Okay.
I got a bet for you. Do you think that Andy Dalton will throw twice as many interceptions as touchdowns this year?
Well, I think he's done unless Justin gets hurt. I don't know what the final number is. Is it double already?
I haven't looked, but yeah. I don't think it's far off.
I mean,
it might be even, actually.
It's got to be. So that, like, what a...
And he got saved by the Lions not catching any of them.
Yeah.
He threw them, like, right at him.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, he was hucking them right to those guys.
What a rough stretch. So, kind of, you guys, and I know everybody listening, you guys feel this. So, I mean, and it's a rough stretch from all over the place. Like, we'll get into sports minutes. We'll start with the Bulls this week. COVID has really, really kind of, I wouldn't say derail.
It's borderline derailing. We won one game since DeMar went on our COVID list, and now everyone else is dropping like a fly.
Everybody.
And Vooch is perpetually under COVID because the dude can't hit a shot to save his life right now.
Wow.
Marcos, would you get COVID again if it meant the Bulls didn't get COVID the rest of the year?
Deal.
Deal.
Deal. I would totally sacrifice, like, oh yeah, quick tick, in and out, we're out of here. It's crazy what's happened to the Bulls. Like, don't get me wrong, record wise we're still good, 17-10, second in the Central Division.
Yeah.
And I don't think that this is going to be for, let me take a step back, for anybody that might not be following as intently, the Bulls right now have 9 active players on their roster that they can use, because of the 15 roster spots, like, 9 don't have COVID. Everybody, and we're talking stars that have.
And that includes 2 G League add-ins and a 3rd emergency contract granted by the NBA.
Also, this is spread to, like, you guys know Stacey King?
Stacey
King, Bill Wennington, who was filling in for Stacey King, poor Chuck Swirsky. My poor guy is probably just doing broadcasts on his own.
And Adam Amin is just, somehow surviving. He's... travel around with football. The NFL. Yeah, he hasn't gotten it once yet.
Benetti's screwed.
Oh, no. Don't take Benetti.
Jesus, don't.
So, I mean, like, we've lost the last couple games. Lost to the Cavaliers. You lost to the Heat. This is, you guys like Tropic Thunder?
Oh, yeah. Love Tropic movie. Thunder.
Simple. Survive.
Survive.
You talk about basketball as a game of runs. Right now, this is just, no pun intended, game of runs. Like, just get through this. Mm. Get everybody back. Make the damage be as minimal as possible. And then we'll look back and laugh at this little mini vacation that the boys
have. I laugh a lot harder if Vooch could step up.
Fuck me, man. Like, that's...
It's like, man, every time he takes a shot, it's just one brick after another. They just don't fall. It's just sky hook, tink.
And it's like, it's not, yeah, I don't know if that's not his game. Like, if the long range isn't his game, like, I'm going to be honest, wasn't watching much Orlando Magic basketball. Obviously, you saw the stats when the trade happened and everything, but, I mean, you're just like, hey.
Well, we know he can hit him, but it's he's also missing the ones in tight. Like, he's getting outplayed by centers who are way sub than he is.
You know, did he have a good game in that awesome game against the Nuggets that the team played? Did Vooch have a good game going against?
He's had a handful of
reigning
decent,
MVP.
Yeah,
Jokic.
Sorry,
his brothers and his crazy brothers.
Didn't they have a good matchup that game?
Yeah, they did, and he played well that game. Okay. So there's a handful of games in there, but he's not very consistent right now. Jokic and Vooch, I found out, play Counter-Strike together, like a lot.
That's your game.
Or
right?
Go figure. Some Eastern Europeans.
Yeah, some Eastern Europeans love them some Counter-Strike.
Just love playing some Counter-Strike together.
So that's a wrap on Bulls time, guys. I mean, we'll see what's going on. Obviously, just T's and P's to the boys. And maybe we should ask the question.
What are y'all doing?
What are y'all doing over there? How you living?
Y'all just hanging out?
Yeah.
Just
dirty asses, like, put a mask on.
Yeah, what are they up
stop
to?
Stop fucking around.
We're
trying to win a conference here.
I know, jeez, man.
You're tiptoeing around it. Just tell them. Yeah. Just tell
Jake, get us into – you have anything baseball?
There's nothing – I got nothing baseball. Not on the White Sox front. Oh, hello? Are you locked out?
Hello?
I don't have a key.
You can't come in.
Who's got the keys?
You got keys, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, locked out.
Locked out. Oh,
whack.
Damn.
Whack. That played way better before we did that. Like,
that's okay.
When I thought it through.
No. Eh. You got it across.
To the graveyard.
Hey, we keep trying.
Yeah.
Nothing on the Sox. Sam, you had something on the Cubs, right?
You know, other than nothing happening, because, you know.
Hello?
Locked out, hello. really, the only thing that I had was this week I saw that, you know, once upon a time there was a deal that almost went through. For Alcantara, who was on the Cubs at the time, and it would have one of the people included would have been a minor league pitcher in the Mets system named Jacob DeGrom. So, you know, that was just it was just a fun little read, just a nice little tidbit. Trade didn't go through. DeGrom's on the Mets.
I'm so itchy.
Not on the Cubs.
So itchy.
just cringe. Yeah.
Who was management at that time?
You know what? I don't even fucking remember. So let's move on.
Dale would all know.
Right. I just wanted
Dale would know,
and I just wanted that misery.
Like, just eviscerated whoever was in that position.
How do you just not? I mean, there's receipts. Always so many what ifs. You never know what a guy's going to become. But yeah, that's just a hindsight 2020. Did you know that we traded up to draft Mitch Trubisky?
I didn't know that.
Why are you? What are you doing? What are you doing?
And Patrick Mahomes went after him. Just say okay. Sorry.
Producer Jay, give me a Hawks minute.
The Blackhawks are in this trend where they like to win a game, lose a game, win a game, lose a game. Mm. Marc-Andre Fleury hit 500 career wins.
Yeah. Very nice.
Is he
going to
get him traded?
What?
Is he going to get traded?
No.
Okay.
I don't think
he
so.
He might have a no trade in his deal.
I don't think he wants to get, even if like, that dude might retire if he gets traded.
Like
I don't.
Portillo's,
he doesn't
want to
leave again.
It's got to be.
Portillo's fire, dude. No free ads.
And then, they're second to last in the division, only above the 5-win Coyotes.
Sick.
They're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Literally?
The Hawks, that is.
Oh, I thought you meant the Coyotes. I'm like, wait, I thought they are.
Well, Bettman says they're not, but we'll see. We're not a Coyotes podcast.
yet.
Not yet, actually. Maybe we should be because
the Chicago Coyotes,
fuck, goddamn Bears. That's it. Blackhawks are a disappointment. They need a new coach and a new GM.
What a rough week.
The doomsday clock.
It sounds like on all sides of town. It sounds like the boys are kind of
hour and a half to more misery. So,
so guys, to get into the beloved, because we are the Bare Minimum Podcast and we talk Chicago Bears. The Bears, it's a recrap this week.
Bears
lose 33-22 to the Arizona Cardinals.
Bears.
Kyler Murray, 4 total touchdowns.
Son of a bitch.
2 running, 2 through the air. The Bears defense went back to, well, actually the Bears, I shouldn't say the defense, but the Bears went back to the Tom Brady defense approach where let's let him start on our side of the field for a couple drives. See how it goes for us.
Have you seen this? Have you heard this?
Have you heard about this? Turns out,
not a good strategy.
Nope.
Not a good strategy.
Doesn't play.
Yep. 2 picks in the first half, 2 picks in the second half.
Do not let that box score fool you, and do not let that score fool you. If you watched the game, it was disgusting. It was a bloodbath, like we already said, short fields. And it, you see 33-22, and you're like, okay, we hung in there a little bit. We were never in there. Never. Not even close.
I feel like we talk about it all the time with the Bears. The Bears are constantly giving us, like, you see the time of possession. You see what the box score ends up being. And like you said, hey, if I didn't watch this game, I would think you were probably competitive, and it got away from you at the end. Do not mistake productivity for accomplishment.
You take away 4 picks, we're in this game.
Yeah,
Andy for Dalton sure.
Threw 4 picks. You know the last Bears quarterback to throw 4 picks in a game?
Mitch Trubisky.
Jay Cutler.
Ooh. Oh, damn.
It's the I'm almost positive.
I'll allow it. I don't even care if it's correct.
Almost positive. It's Jay against the Redskins when he threw him. But he threw like I don't even remember what his name is now. But it was the. It was the Redskins game, and Jay just kept going back to him because he
Brandon
had
Brandon Marshall.
No, dang it, I don't remember now. But it was Jay. So, anyways, I mean, it's just like all across the board. Like, and we had the vibe from the beginning of the game; things didn't really match up. And sure as you know what, you guys want to play the who had more rushes, Andy Dalton or Khalil Herbert?
Oh God.
We're doing this again.
We're doing this again.
2 weeks in a row.
Who had more rushes, Andy Dalton or Khalil
Herbert? Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton.
Oh, Khalil Herbert.
Oh, he got us.
You sick son of a bitch.
I mean, nothing excites you on this offense. It's.
I'm so excited.
I'm not excited when I see these guys.
Justin Fields excites me, and he's back. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Because Andy Dalton doesn't do it for me. I can't believe we almost had an entire season of this guy.
Dude, it was so close. If the football gods don't intervene and the football stork doesn't drop Justin Fields
in our lap
into our little football Chicago bassinet ready to go.
Bassinet.
Yeah, I mean, guys, like if they don't smile on us, we have Andy Dalton all season.
All season.
It would have been terrible.
Yes.
Four picks that he threw. I think we said 3 of them are on him. 1 of them wasn't on him. I'd make the argument that they're all on him. This is all.
When we first walked in here, you had the opposite of that.
Well, I thought we discussed this and you.
He can grow. He can
change.
Well,
I said at minimum 2 are his fault. The behind and high throw to, I think it was Mooney. The direct throw to the lineman on that screenplay, and then there was the tipped ball at the line, which, you know, you can blame it on him or not. And then the one that Cole Kmet literally just like threw to the secondary. Can't really blame him on that one. So we're gonna go like 2.5 are on Andy.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, sure.
You bring up Cole Kmet.
Mm-hmm.
How do we feel about Cole Kmet?
Big arms.
Dude, yeah.
Big arms.
Looks lately. Good in an orange jersey.
Yeah, sleeveless, looking real yoked.
I feel like more often than not, I see that guy drop passes that, or not more often, but I feel like he has some drops in some key situations, and it's been like this for a couple years now, at least what we've seen. I just, second pick, do you get more Greg Olsen vibes, or do you get more Adam Shaheen vibes? If I could make...
I would put him closer to Greg Olsen than I would Adam Shaheen, but he's not Greg Olsen.
Correct. That's just your highest and low.
Yeah, your high and low. I'll put him... If we're in the middle, I'll put him on the Greg Olsen half of that spectrum.
I'm just really curious. I mean, that's not bad. I'm just curious, man. Like, I kind of want to look at the pro football... grade at Pro Football Focus or something like that, because I guess I really haven't paid enough attention to both like his place in the offense as a pass catcher and then how he is as a run blocker and a pass blocker. Like, I haven't really like paid attention.
I'll say the one knock you can also say, not the one, but something you can say is we see Jimmy Graham on the field a lot to make you question, like, what is Cole Kmet, you know? I don't know. We're seeing more of him this year. Last year we saw a lot of Jimmy Graham.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we went like 12 weeks without Cole Kmet getting a touchdown. I don't know.
It kind of worries me because, like, okay, like you're saying, we see Jimmy Graham. Are we seeing Jimmy Graham because
he's getting paid $9 million?
Yeah.
Or because yeah, Jimmy Graham is at this point better than Cole Kmet, which would be alarming considering Jimmy Graham is 1 foot out the door of the NFL.
Slippery slope. We get into a bunch of other stuff. So one other thing on the offense, guys, that I just wanted to talk to you, and you guys can bring up anything else after this, but
mm-hmm.
offensive line, I know we have holes.
Mm-hmm.
We need a new center.
Oh,
Sam Mustafa, like,
we're fumbling balls all over the place.
He's a band-aid. Yeah, like, he's not the future.
Totally. And hey, this might be a situation where you squeezed as much juice out of this particular player as you could.
Yeah.
And then this might be it. He was never going
to practice squad promotion, and that was, and that's this is as much as we got.
Probably it. He gave you some good tick, but if you think that he was going to be your long-term solution, I question you making the evaluation.
Yeah, I mean, don't we question that guy all the time, though?
All the time.
Yeah,
so, all the time.
On that same note, hell yeah, we need a center. So, Pace God, you're probably not going to be around, but, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed. But figure that out. I'm curious, was anyone paying attention?
No, Tevin
Jenkins watch? No, what was the report?
Nothing. Just activated.
Just hanging out on the sideline?
All right, cool. He was there.
I prefer that.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see him tonight either. I hope that
we'll see what happens.
Get him in one or two games before the end of the year.
Put him in against the Giants.
Game speed.
You know who's playing out of his mind on the offensive line right now?
Who?
Borum.
Oh.
Dude. He's grading so high right now.
Eat your heart out, Dale. Late round success. Put me on the spot.
Eat your heart out.
Fucked up TJ Watch Day a few weeks ago. Yeah.
On the defense, guys, or anything else offense that you guys want to get into?
No. They rushed well again. They were over 100 yards rushing.
Yeah, true.
21 carries, 90 yards. And then I think Monty also had a good receiving day too. Yeah, eight catches for another 50 yards.
Oh my god, he's so good.
He had 140 all-purpose yards today.
Not bad.
He's so good, and it sucks. Like, we only get one more year of him, and you know, some team's going to pay a running back, and I don't think it's going to be us. So I don't
think he gets paid like you think he'll get paid.
No, but he's going to get paid more money than he's making now, right? And so I think the Bears will go to Khalil Herbert and do the next.
Maybe. Which is the smart
thing. Which is the smart
thing. That's what the smart teams do. So that's what I'm saying. So let's enjoy it while we have it. And just kind of feel bad that
hope he gets paid.
It couldn't be more. Yeah, we want everyone to get paid.
Hope he gets paid.
I wish it could be with us, but it's just not. It doesn't make sense.
So on the defense, Kyler Murray, 4 touchdowns. It's a tall task. Like, it's a tall.
He's not tall. Task. He's about 5'9".
For lack of a better, you're right. He's a small. 5'8". He's a child. Maybe. But I mean, that's a tough matchup to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't help. Like we said earlier, it doesn't help that Andy Dalton's throwing picks and they're starting.
He had the ball 3 times.
Yeah.
Like within the 25-yard line.
I love how he trots out there. He just looks. He's like, oh, this again, huh?
He only threw the ball 15 times. Like
he had this like grin on his face every time he was trotting back out to our 30-yard line because he's getting the ball on first down. Just be like, oh yeah, we can score from here. Mm. All right, back to the sideline.
He's so little with his little scamper, his little scurry. And he just shits on the defense. It's crazy. He's so much faster than everybody else.
When he turns on the Jets and takes off, he's fun to watch.
I don't, because fuck everybody else if you're not the Chicago Bears, I don't watch a lot of Cardinals football. So James Conner, Terminator. James Conner, he is a perfect complimentary running back for that system.
Yeah, yep. Well, he's like the goal line too because normally they have Chase Edmonds was out that game.
Sure.
But Chase does everything from the 0 to the 20, and then Connor comes in from the 20 inward and just hammers it home.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, that's Cardinals team,
Pittsburgh.
Like, watching the game, kind of sat back, and you know, because we're just at that point consuming football. But I said to myself multiple times, I'm like, fuck, man, this is a good team. Like,
oh, yeah.
Good.
Cardinals are a good
NFL team. We said that on the podcast prior. I said, like, we're going to see. We recorded before the game. I was like, we're going to see what the offense should look like with these types of players.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they did it.
Fantastic. Yep. So curious to see how that goes for them. Robert Quinn. Robert Quinn was probably the only bright spot again.
He another had a good game.
Plays.
He's almost out of like a sack per game.
He's got to be healthy now. Like, that's the ticket, right? Oh, like, he's just healthy.
Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, this is the last – no, next year's last year of his deal, I should believe.
Should be, yeah. We get him one more year, I believe.
I thought – we traded for him and then sign a 3-year deal. So I thought we have 2 more years of him.
Oh, exciting. I mean, hopefully.
Now that you're getting sufficient return, yeah, I hope so, because that's like, I feel like, is our luck.
Yeah.
You know, we've hung on to players through their bad times. Mm-hmm. And then last year comes, they ball out, then they go get paid by somebody else.
Yep.
We paid them for the production they didn't give us, and then they went and got paid elsewhere.
You're right, dude. It's so nice to actually like see it like, all right, we paid. And now we're getting some.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Offensive great. Real quick.
D?
Yeah, C, I'd say, for me.
D minus.
Over 20 points gets you close to C, but the 4 interceptions brings you back to D, I think.
What do you...
The short fields. That's David, we Montgomery, lost because of the short fields.
140 yards. We
lost because of the short fields.
We did.
David Montgomery gets an A. The rest of you motherfuckers.
Rest of y'all.
About the defense. I mean, anything else on the defense? Like, I'm.
Roquan Watch? Jake?
Roquan Watch. Roquan, second in the NFL in solo tackles, like with 65 or something like that.
Beautiful.
Does the NFL love him?
We don't know. We'll see when the All Pro votes come out. All Pro, first team, please.
Fuck me.
It's like looking to see if he made the play.
The one line. Wait, is it a linebacker or is it a defensive lineman on the Cowboys that's like fucking everybody's day up?
Oh, Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons.
Oh, yeah.
He might be first team. And
he's going to be defensive rookie of the year. No.
Not a rookie.
Micah Parsons is a rookie.
I thought it was his second year.
I think Micah Parsons is a rookie.
Well, we might be talking about Diggs'
second year.
No, not who I'm thinking of either.
We have computers.
I don't like technology. I like to just make shit up and
stuff. Regardless, Roquan is good, and I don't know. I feel bad for the defense. You guys have your flaws, but it's tough sledding when your offense gives up 4 fucking turnovers.
So I feel bad for the next person that has to come in and try to fix this. Yes. Because you look at what the offense does, what the defense does. I mean, I'll kind of speak to the defense, but really to the team as a whole. Like, there are holes everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
There is age everywhere.
So,
like, when you start, that's one of those, like, you start peeling stuff back and you're like, holy shit, this is worse than I thought.
Yeah, it goes to show this is, you know, what happens when you trade away a ton of picks to trade up all the time.
Oh, man, you, like, buy a shitty house. And then you just start like getting into it. You're like, all right, I'm gonna fix this up, and then you find out like the foundation's completely rotted out.
Has Pace ever not traded up in a draft?
Great question, Jake.
Yeah, Roquan. He didn't trade up for Roquan.
Well, yeah, sat there and got it.
I meant in the draft, like in a draft. Has he ever not moved up
anywhere? Like in any round?
Has he ever moved down? Has he ever like acquired a pick?
We've moved down before.
I don't know what you mean.
Like we've swapped second round picks to gain another fourth. We've done that before. We've moved in one of the twos and threes to move down a little bit to gain a second later pick because lo and behold, we don't have any.
I hope that guy's like looking at his office like every day and just thinking like, damn, I'm gonna miss this room. Like, oh.
I hope he's got a real estate agent.
I'm gonna miss this Keurig. Deb, I'm
you think he's a Keurig guy?
Probably.
And then he's looking at the football operations off, and he's like, wow, this place looks really nice.
My desk would go great over here.
Yeah, you see, it's a process. And you know what? We're a unified team, and we're all working together.
Oh, my God. Fucking Nagy. He did it again.
We need to look for the whys.
He asked about the whys again.
We got to find the whys.
I never want to hear about the whys again.
Dude.
I never want
to. When he's gone, that's just going to be the best part, is I never have to wonder where they are. Where are the Y's?
I know where it's at. It's the 25th letter of the alphabet, and that's all we need. It's like, just shut up, man.
I hate them. God, and it's like, fucking dude, damn it. It's so different from Trestman era. Like, it's so different because this guy, like, we all, like, everybody knew Trestman was dumb, including Trestman. Like, it was equal. Everybody's like, hey, at the end of the year, we'll get rid of this. Matt doesn't think he's dumb. Matt thinks he's smart, and he thinks we're stupid and can't see how smart he is.
Yep.
Here's your box.
Get out of here.
Have a great day.
Give him a really small box.
I'm going to send him a Staples gift card. Just give him some banker's boxes.
Do you guys have anything else to go over on that Cardinals game? I mean, I expected a loss. I saw a loss, and my favorite quarterback didn't play.
Defensive grade?
D. No turnovers.
No turnovers. One sack. You can't. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, they were given a short field the entire time, so that sucks. Still. But
Dale's made the point a bunch. They're pros. Like, they're pros. Dude, you're pros. You're in that position. Get a stop. Hold them to three. So, you guys want to do not that guy, or you guys want to do dog sit?
I'm good with not that guy.
Sure.
All right, so little segment, not that guy. Somebody that we come out and say, hey, you know what? Maybe they're thinking they're hot shit. They had a bad week. We need to make sure that they know for a fact they are not that guy.
Everyone's seen the video, right?
You're not that guy.
You're not that guy, pal.
You're not that guy, pal. Producer Jake, you want to kick it off?
Yeah. So my nominee.
Drop the beat.
Yeah. My nominee for not that guy. Is this gentleman is trending towards not that guy Hall of Fame.
Ooh.
We're getting dangerously close.
Do we have inductees in the at the end of the season we should induct like
not damn right
someone into the not that guy Hall of Fame. Yeah. That's not bad.
Everybody has 3 votes. We'll do 3 of them.
Have David Baker like
do a cameo. Just pay for David Baker.
Do a cameo. Yeah, he's gotta be on cameo.
All right, Jake.
Not that guy, trending towards not that guy Hall of Fame, recurring not that guy on this show, Urban Meyer.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
This fucking dude. Just blaming everybody but himself.
Doesn't own a mirror.
Talking
doesn't
shit behind everybody's mirror. Back. At least our coach is not Urban Meyer.
Things could be worse.
Optics! Think about what you're doing and think about how people will see this.
People are watching you.
Yeah, people are watching you. Everybody has cell phones now. What are you doing? You're already on thin ice.
Fucking dummy.
Just making comments about everybody but himself. We need to find the source.
Not that guy.
That's a guy who thought, I'm the shit because of what I do in college.
Yep.
And ate a slice of
that's literally
pie.
What he said. He's like, what have you accomplished? He's like talking to his other coaches. What have you accomplished?
It's not good.
What?
Okay. I got hired by you.
Yeah. God bless that guy.
My not that guy. Also, recurring guest. Honestly, I would say probably in the running for Hall of Fame.
Second ballot?
Not
first
that
ballot?
Guy Hall of Fame as well. He or she will get in eventually. COVID. COVID in Bulls season-ending form. Fuck you, COVID. Stay out of my favorite basketball team's locker room. I know that they might not be wearing masks all the time, and they might be sharing drinks and not following any protocols because the numbers are fucking crazy right now. But hey, take it easy on my beloved. Please.
That's
please.
Fair.
Thanks.
That motherfucker doesn't quit.
That motherfucker please. Does not quit.
All right, my not that guy of the week is Josh Bellamy. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
I've heard about this.
He's going to jail for 3 years.
Oh, that's who that was?
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw the link of somebody was going to jail, but I didn't recognize
fraudulent. He committed fraud, like got a group of 17 people together, and when it's all said and done, or 24-ish people together, and all said and done, I think they defrauded the PPP loans for like $17 million.
Good.
Yeah.
Sit your ass in jail.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he's got to pay back like the 1.3 that he took of it. He's got to pay that back and then pay the fines and then serve 36 months in jail, 37 months, something like that.
Good.
Yeah. And, you know, Seth from Romeoville now.
Beecher.
But was Beecher, dude. He got out. He's in Romeoville. Not much. Okay. But Seth in Romeoville, hey, he called me to tell me about it, and he said isn't it funny that Josh Bellamy couldn't catch a football but could catch a case? Yep. So, you know, here we are. Yeah, back to the meat factory.
Thanks, Seth.
Thanks, buddy.
That was Seth, guys. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's a good one, right? Not that Josh Bellamy?
Josh Bellamy. Yeah.
Not that guy.
Not that guy. And then, guys, oh, wait. Do you guys want to try to see? We won't call Dale, but, like, do you want to come up with a Dale, not that guy?
Wait, no. I think Dale's here right now. Dale, are you here?
No, I'm not.
Damn.
I'm not prepared for this.
All right. Fine. So we'll ask Dale next week. Whatever.
No big deal. Dog sit, then?
Dog sit. Because I don't want Jake to steal mine.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to.
So
if I do, this is unfortunate.
I'm letting Kanye West.
Okay, dog sit that wasn't for mine.
Kanye West, maybe Drake can dog sit for me too, just for a little bit, like just for a couple days.
Go.
Put on a great concert. Put on some bangers. I don't know about Free and Larry Hoover, but they put on a great show.
So obviously. Kanye went out and played all the hits, and Drake played just everything from what was the new album? Certified Lover Boy. I think my brother told me this, but he's like, what if Kanye before the show or when they were planning it were like, yeah, we're just gonna play our new albums, right? And Drake was like, yeah, yeah, for sure. And then Kanye walked out and was just open with Jesus Walks. And Drake's like, son of a bitch.
Touch the sky, all of the lights, stronger. I mean, it's,
all of the lights. We don't have.
It was an awesome show.
Kanye's also not that guy though. Just because, dude. The show starts late. You texted me.
Yeah.
I was so pissed. So the show's supposed to start at 10. Okay. I know this isn't going to start at 10. We went to the Donda listening party.
Yep.
That thing took 2 hours to start in person. So I'm like, all right, I know it's not going to start right at 10. Thing didn't start till 11:30.
Yep.
And then even when it was at 11:30, it was just the Sunday choir that went. He didn't actually spit a fucking bar until about midnight.
Classic.
Dude. That's got to be just like a concert thing because I'm realizing it more and more. We've been watching, Kayla and I have been watching some of the live stream concerts throughout the pandemic, and none of them have started close to on time. Like, at least an hour.
But late. No one's like Kanye. They're all so fucking late.
It's
every single one of them.
It's a bit at this point, right?
Late to the point where you wonder, was I defrauded?
Well, it's been going on for
getting my money back.
So the first time that I realize that I'm just
this is a support group for
that I'm that I'm now like I blame myself because way back when he released the Ye album, he did the live stream for the Ye listening party. That thing said it started at 7. The live stream started at 7, and the camera was fixated on a bonfire that was like the size of the one in your backyard, just a little fire pit, and it lasted. It was like 3.5 hours before he actually played because they built this bonfire to like a massive one. And I sat there for like 3.5-4 hours just staring, watching these people build a bonfire. And then they played the album. And the album was only like a half hour long.
Producer Jake, not that guy.
No, Producer Jake is their ideal patron. No, he's what they're looking for.
I've been here ever since.
You're just a loyal customer.
I just keep going.
First time?
Yeah, exactly.
You have Stockholm syndrome. Like you're like, oh, I know that I know that you kidnapped me, but I'm okay with it now.
Sam, who's
I live here.
I live here now.
Who's dog sitting for you?
Dog sitting for me this week is Pat McAfee.
Oh,
because I sent you guys a video. It was a long video.
Watch it all 14 minutes.
I watched the whole thing too. Super emotional. He just went through a ton of shit. He and his wife.
Oh, I didn't like, send me a video. I didn't see
like
it.
Crazy
totally
thing.
Missed this
do
one.
You love us?
I do.
Okay.
I watch all the content you guys send. Sometimes I don't think you watch the content I send though.
Okay.
Fair.
Yeah. So long story short, like Pat's a good guy, and he continues to be the good guy. He's the every guy. He's a meathead. Like loves the sports, loves his guys.
Retired punter.
Retired punter, Pat McAfee.
Real guy.
He has a deal with FanDuel because they talk gambling on their show, 1-800-GAMBLER. If you have a problem, they back the Brinks truck up again. Huge deal. There's something, there's rumblings of it's about $250 million, like over these 4 years with an opt-out year. And he has given a huge chunk of it away already. It's probably not 250. It's going to be smaller than that. But, you know, all of his guys, every producer, everyone.
Oh, he did that again? Where he like
250 grand for each of them.
Yeah.
And
did he like go to their houses again?
Nope. Right into their accounts.
Oh.
Right into their accounts.
Because he did that the first time.
Yep. And then he called his parents and told them that they're millionaires. And they told him, like, his dad told him to fuck off.
His
like,
high school football team.
Yeah, $1 million.
His middle school football team.
Really?
But he did this cool ass thing because he called the coaches and said, if I donate this money through the school board and everything, what happens to it? And they said, we might not see any of it. It doesn't, they earmark it, doesn't mean we get it. They'll use it for whatever they need to. We don't have a say in it. Mm-hmm. So Pat goes, I'm going to keep it all in my own fund. And you guys call me and email me when you need uniforms, when you have a tournament you want to go to, when you have all this stuff. Our team will handle it for you. It's just really cool, man. Like, Pat is just awesome. Shout out to Pat McAfee Show, other podcasts, if you've never listened to it. He's an awesome dude.
Well, the last time when they first did this deal, he did like he went to all their houses, the guys like on the show, and he just gave them a bag of money.
Like in the ass crack of dawn, it was like 4 in the
middle of the night. He was like ringing the doorbell, waking them up, and they come downstairs
in pajamas.
And he just gives them a like just a bag, like a brown paper bag filled with cash.
This guy Ty Schmidt opens the door with like one eye open, and he's like, "Wait, what the fuck are you doing here?" Like hands him the bag. He goes, "Here you go." And he's like, "What is this?" Opens it up and goes, "You piece of shit." Just like, sees like all the money in there. Oh, he's
Pat McAfee.
Yeah, he can watch my dog anytime.
Yeah,
he's an animal lover.
Agreed. Producer Jake?
Watching my dog. I missed this one last week. I thought of it after the show, but Rockford's Finest passed away recently. Virgil Abloh. Mm-hmm. For those that don't know, mm-hmm. Virgil Abloh, first generation American. He was the first black art director for art or slash creative director for Louis Vuitton. Worked his way up through that whole system, like the fashion industry. Creator of the Off-White brand. Creator of album artwork, sort of some of the best albums of all time. Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Long Live ASAP, a couple Kendrick Lamar albums. Dude's incredible. Gone too soon. Died of cancer. Got him.
Fuck cancer,
fuck
dude.
Fuck cancer, dude.
We gonna look ahead at all? What do we want to say about this?
We really should, guys. We really should look ahead because I know we're not excited to look ahead, but we need to embrace that this week is different than other weeks.
How are we looking at it? Why is it different? How are we looking at it?
Bears-Packers.
Bears-Packers.
I get that.
Bears-Packers, like, and it feels different, and it doesn't matter. I've defaulted to this kind of thought process. It doesn't matter what the team looks like. I always think that we have a chance to win when it comes to Bears-Packers.
Of course. I mean,
it's by the time the clock hits like the start, the first 15 minutes, I'm like, oh, motherfucker, here we are.
I'm going to be gassed up.
We get the ball first and we score, all bets are off.
What did that dude say a few weeks ago on the coin flip? He goes, heads, woo, we want that motherfucker.
We want that motherfucker. We do, though. Man, the Green Bay Packers are getting 11 or Green. Are giving us
11.5
points. Dumb. Total's 43 points.
That should be a new segment. The Green Bay Packers are. There you go.
Ass. The Green Bay Packers are ass.
All right, enough said.
But Aaron Rodgers is very good at playing quarterback, and the team has been a pain in our ass for years and years. You need to find a way, and I know we've said it before, it was one of our we win ifs to go kind of back in the bag. It was one of our we win ifs back when the first time that they played. You need to get pressure on Aaron. You need to do everything you can to disrupt him as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Because if that's not number one on your defensive game plan, then you already have resided to the fact that you're going to lose that game.
Yep.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, You get all right, so you get past that. Like if we're not getting to Aaron and slowing down their offense, I have been surprised by the Packers' defense this year. So I don't know what we're going to be able to do against them. I know they're not 100%. They might be now.
I always think that defense is going to be bad every year.
Me too.
Every year it's me above too. Average.
Yeah, I like always think I'm like they have no pieces. Like they've got no scheme, they've got no strategy, and somehow they piece something together that just ends up top half in the NFL.
Yep.
And I mean, like statistically, they're around like 12 in DVOA. I think they're like 13th or something like that.
Okay.
That's
above average.
That goes back to the old school kind of philosophy of, okay, you have a championship offense, mm-hmm. then you just need some sort average. Of mediocre defense. And if they get even better than mediocre play, then the Green Bay Packers are a force.
Yeah. We have to get out ahead because this Bears team isn't meant to come from behind. Because of our running game being like the best aspect mm-hmm. of that game, we have to have the lead. Otherwise, we're just never going to catch up because the clock is going to be running the entire fucking time, and we just can't sling it well enough to come chase a score. You're right.
Yeah.
And we have to be in the lead and then run the ball until and prevent and then so time of possession, you know, that's good when you have the lead.
Yep.
So we need to have the lead.
Yep. Like, we win if the under hits. Like, if the under on the total
pretty
hits,
much.
That means that we were running the ball. We
controlled it. Yep.
David Montgomery was running. Get Khalil Herbert some carries.
Aaron didn't have the ball.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The
yeah.
The time that you can keep thinking. It away from him. And when he does have it, try to create some havoc. I know you're asking to do what a lot of teams say on paper. Yeah, let's just do this. And then they fail at it weekly. But I would...
I'll ask you this. I'll ask you this. Yeah, we want to get out to a lead. We want to have the lead. We want to play from ahead, you know. But obviously we want to win, right, guys? Like, no matter what, we want to beat the Packers.
Fucking A.
Fucking A, right. We want to beat the Packers. Even if losing helps us get rid of this staff, we want to beat the Packers. I want to go into every Bears game winning.
Agreed.
So, in this scenario, if we're leading, would you rather have our heart broken at the end with an Aaron Rodgers, standard fourth quarter, you know,
or I've seen that movie.
Or would you just have us like losing movie. The entire time? Which if we come out and lose,
I'd rather lose the entire time. If we're taking an L, I'd rather lose the entire time than just have my heart broken in front of my face again.
Open heart surgery while I'm awake, you know, like I just don't want it.
What's that? What it's that loved and not like I'd rather
something like that. Something
rather loved than lost.
Yeah,
than never loved and at
so,
all.
Yeah. So you're with us on just getting shit pumped the whole time and not have him throw a touchdown with 5 seconds left to win it.
No, honestly, I think if I'm going for either one of the two, I want to be there the whole time because it's nice watching football
engaged the whole time
when your team is in it.
All just right,
bury me.
Yeah. Just end me.
All right. I can see it.
So I know that I gave you guys a we win if, and I know that we're talking about it would be nice if we win. I would like to throw my, because we each get one a season. I've just implemented this now. This is
okay.
This is my stone cold lock of the century.
the spread or the dub?
The Green Bay Packers on the money line.
This is your Steve Austin.
Yeah. The under and the Green Bay Packers on the money line.
Okay.
The stone cold lock.
Give it to me one more time. Give it to me one more time. Give it to me one more time
of the week.
Give it to me one more time.
The Green Bay Packers on the money line and the under.
Okay.
Lock
of the century.
For
this week.
Yeah.
Wait, but you
stone cold lock of the century.
Okay, I'm going to backtrack 4 minutes here.
Of the week.
Yeah.
You said if the under hits, we win. We win the bet or we win the game?
No. I'm saying if the Bears are to win that game, it's because the under hit.
Okay. All right.
I understand.
So not mutually exclusive?
Not okay. yet. Not,
the lock of the century for the week is the under and Packers money line.
Okay. Yeah. Stone cold
lock of the century for the week.
All right.
Of the
week. So here's my RKO lock of the week.
Okay.
No, I don't have one. I was just going to fly in. Any other wrestling moves we want to throw in there?
I don't think the Bears have any chance of winning this game
today. No.
So the Green Bay Packers are going to swanton bomb our Sunday night football experience.
Swanton bomb,
because you know.
Okay. I saw the highlight this morning of the comeback in Khalil Mack's first game for the Bears. Was it the 2018 season?
Yeah, when
that was like his first game.
We scored like two his first game touchdowns.
We were up like
in the first half,
21 or 24-3 just going into the fourth.
And
we lost that game.
And some doctor just drugged Aaron up in the locker room.
Dude, I watched the first touchdown Aaron threw to the corner to Geronimo Allison was fucking insane. Just an absolute dime. And then Davante Adams schooled us, and then
that's the week that if I had to pin it back to a moment, like if I was going to press charges on Matt Nagy, that's the week that he defrauded me.
Because he kept throwing. He didn't run the ball.
And they came out with that script.
Yeah.
They came out with that like 10, 11. It was like a 10 play drive.
They
marched down the field. It was Mitch's first. Like they, I was like, holy shit. Bears football is alive.
Yep.
And then the script was over and there's our turn.
Joke's on you,
blew
baby.
It in the fourth.
Cool. Anything else on the Green Bay Packers?
Predictions all done there.
Send thoughts and prayers.
TMPs.
Yep.
Enjoy some football though. Like we get to watch Justin on primetime.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I like
under the lights.
I just hope it's fun for most of the game, and that I'm not fucking over it before the half like I was in the last game.
Yeah, fair. I'm just checking something real quick.
Are you locking in the Stone Cold Lock of the
century? No, I'm going to do that. Don't worry. That'll get done. Just checking the weather report. All right. It's going to be 36 degrees. Clear sky.
Bear weather doesn't apply.
And
Central Division.
When it's colder.
And
Central Division teams.
And like a 7 to 8 mile an hour wind all night. Just a nice little winter night in Green Bay.
NFC North teams.
There's no nice little night in Green Bay. Wisconsin sucks. It's the asshole of the country.
There's never been a nice little night in Green Bay.
We've had a lot of fun in Wisconsin.
Not in Green Bay, you have.
Correct. Correct. Just like non-Packer related fun.
Wisconsin could
We hate them right now.
We'll keep California. You guys can take Wisconsin. Like, if the aliens come and they're... We won't go there.
But we get Culver's.
Okay.
I want to keep it.
Anything else?
I got nothing,
guys.
I'm good.
Let's watch a game and let's see what happens.
Let's hope for
Dale's Trap Game of the Week is
Dale's Trap Game of the Week is here, and we have honorary guest producer Jake stepping in for Dale. So
I'm taking a deep dive into the
Dale's Trap Game of the Week.
I'm taking a dive
Trap Game of the Week
into the mind of Dale Jackman here, and I'm gonna pick us.
We do last names, producer Jake.
Oh, I'm not editing that out.
Find him on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
I'm taking a dive here. I'm trying to get in the mindset of Dale and really find the Trap Game of the Week. So I've looked over the schedule, and you know it's late, and you know, scores aside, I'm settling here on the Jaguars at the Titans. I think with the Urban Meyer situation, people are kind of underdogging the Jaguars a bit, and they're coming in against the Titans, but I think the Titans are going to pull this one out.
Wow.
That's really good, Jake.
Holy prophetic, right?
Shit, that was really good.
That was so good.
It's honestly the best I could really come up with. And I know Dale's not here, but thinking like he would think, I think he would agree with me on this one.
Wow. Dude, Jake, that was awesome.
Dude, that was so good. Like,
I'm enlightened because of that.
You could really explain this to people. Like, people that don't get it,
I'm glad you guys think so.
They should feel comfortable listening to you and how you, dude.
I feel like you could explain a modern automatic transmission to me right now, and it would make sense.
Wow. Maybe next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Guys, holy shit. Like, I need to get the tears out of my eyes. That was Dale's Trap Game of the Week.
Trap Game of the Week.
That's going to be a wrap for episode 14, homies. Thank you for dealing with us on a 3-man scramble today. Next week, we'll be back, all four of us. Are we going to be You guys think we'll record once before Christmas? Because Christmas is next week, right? No.
No, no. We got 2 weeks.
Oh, it's the 12th. Yeah, so we're still... Yeah, so we'll get one in. We'll get one in. You have us back, fools. You guys want to...
I'm not traveling, so hopefully we get Christmas presents. Out before.
Yeah. You get your hot chocolate going. You,
put us on the Bluetooth.
You want to start building up that the TV stand that you got. You want to log into the new TV. Carry
in the background. No thanks.
And you know what you want to do? Maybe turn on that Bluetooth speaker you got. Hey, Alexa. Play the Bare Minimum Podcast.
Playing the Bare Min Pod.
If Alexa's finding our podcast, we're on the come up.
Hell yeah.
Isn't that how that works?
Yeah, but she's got to, like, go find it.
Well, then, friends, ask your Alexa.
And on that?
Please, guys, enjoy the game. Green Bay sucks. Brett Favre sucks. Aaron Rodgers sucks. The fact that the Green Bay Packers only have two championships with two Hall of Fame quarterbacks in the last 30 years
travesty.
Is everything that you need
people
to
forget.
Know.
Eat
those shit. Guys are dog shit.
Fuck the Packers.
Green Bay sucks. Bears by a zillion. And as always, bear the fuck down.
Bears.
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 Fuck the Packers.
Fuck the Packers.